Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran is pressuring the European Union to speed up their plan to save the Iranian nuclear deal. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
John Rood, who covers a very important region of our world, he covers the European Union. We need to have his report to help us understand how that half of the world is going to be involved in the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word. Now word coming from Iran that the EU must speed up to put everything together if they want to save the nuclear deal. What's going to happen? Are they going to be able to put it together?
I find the situation a bit ironic that the United States pulling out of the deal, Iran's response to this is now to put pressure on Europe, saying you have to speed up this deal that we keep it. But Iran, of course, could do anything they wanted to out of the goodness of their heart, which is not going to happen. So they're imposing these artificial new terms on Europe to keep the deal. But likewise, we see that there's a lot of pressure because Europe doesn't quite know what to do since there are sanctions. If they go ahead and the European Union companies, then they will have the sanctions and the fines from the United States. Yet they've overruled that with a legal loophole saying that that's not valid. Nevertheless, Europe is finding itself in between here, so they don't really know what to do. They're being a bit slow. Iran sees it as an opportunity to put on pressure. And just to be certain of that, they just recently reopened a nuclear plant that was idle for 9 years, so they're preparing to increase their uranium enrichment through that. So it's a situation that right now Iran is trying to pressure people.
John Rood with the reaction to pressure from Iran on the European Union to speed up fixing the Iranian nuclear deal. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. You might remember that the United States pulled out of the Iranian nuclear deal when President Trump said it was a very bad deal. Iran then turned to the European Union to save the deal to delay Iran from their production of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Iran wants the nuclear deal in place, and the European Union is dragging their feet. Both Iran and the European Union are mentioned in Bible prophecy. Iran, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, they're referred to as Persia. And the European Union in Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 to 24. Slow playing the nuclear deal by the European Union and Iranian pressure on the European Union fits the prophetic scenario for the end time. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...